From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gerald Celente is our guest for five more minutes. I tell you, he just is right on target. I love listening to Gerald. He's my mom's favorite guest on the show. Bob Chapman and he were both her favorite kind of together. She couldn't decide, but now Bob's dead. God love him. The international forecaster. But getting back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I mean, it's got to give somewhere. You'd think there's people in the power structure who aren't completely insane and really want stability. I mean, don't they know how it goes for people when they try to take over the whole world every time? I mean, these delusions of grandeur are going to have us all glowing in the dark, basically. Any ways to stop these people? I mean, I do see people either getting deeper into being dumbed down, or I see an accelerated awakening happening. So the wheat from the chaff is being divided here.
There is an accelerated awakening. We see it every day. We get emails come flooding in all the time thanking us for waking them up and for me being on your show and for what you're doing as well. A lot of people are waking up. And that's the words that they use. They're waking up. Yeah, I believe it can change. Unless you think the guys in high school and college were better than you are. And unless they think, I want to make this really clear, their mother's not better than mine. I want to make that clear. And anybody out there that thinks that their mother is better than yours, then that's what you're facing. But if you have the self-respect to where you came from and who you are, we could change this on a dime. It doesn't have to go like this.
No, you're right. We've got to find our self-respect and quit putting up with people that don't respect us.
You got it. Respect yourself, demand respect from others, and show it to everyone who deserves it, regardless of class or structure or where they come from, position, and to have dignity and to have courage, not to cower to power. Those are the things, and passion and integrity, to live by your word and do what your heart feels, what your mind knows. Then it'll change. Are there people in power that are going to make the difference? Let me quote Eisenhower. He said that anyone that seeks the position is either an egomaniac or crazy. How long has Romney been seeking the position? Look at Obama. The cat's never on the job, man. He's out there playing. He was on Letterman. Isn't that wonderful? Could you imagine Eisenhower sitting down with a little jerk like Letterman or Leno or Stewart or Colbert? What a disgrace. What a disgrace. No. There's no one up there that has the dignity, the courage, the respect or integrity to lead this country. Not when they behave like a bunch of cafones.
Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Take us out. We got a minute and a half, Gerald. You take us out.
All right. Gold. You know I've said it all along. When gold broke over 1670 an ounce, I said if it stays over there, the next number to look at is 1770 an ounce. It's been staying above that. My forecast is that if gold stays above 1770 an ounce, it's off to the races. And when you saw Soros jump back in and others into the gold market, and you see this cheap money they're dumping in, gold and silver to me, not telling anybody what to do, that's my forecast. The big other one, and this is the one that we all have to stop from happening, is that I am very concerned that the headlines on Election Day, just leading up to it, are not going to be about jobs and the economy, but about war. Because if they take us to war, all the morons will pull out those yellow ribbons and stick flags on their car and cheer as they take us to another war. Because I believe there's going to be either a real or a false flag attack the way things are going.
Well said. There's Gerald Celente taking us out. He'll be back with us tomorrow to kick off the show. you for all your time, and say hi to your crew and everybody else. They're doing a great job, and great job to our crew as well. All right, folks, we'll see you on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 Central. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Can you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks by dieting alone? The answer is probably not. But ladies and gentlemen, with the help of Axia 30, you just might. Axia 30 is a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula from Chamonix, with an ingredient shown in clinical studies to help men and women lose 30 pounds in just 12 weeks, all while eating a balanced daily diet of 1,850 and 1,350 calories respectively. Did you hear that? The average weight loss in the study was 30 pounds for both men and women without nasty side effects. Axia 30 is the new frontier and weight loss science, clinically studied and packed with anti-aging benefits. Now you can try Axia 30 for 12 full weeks risk-free and get a free month supply of Axia with your order. Call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203. Tremendous weight loss results, backed by science for men and women, and a full 90-day money-back guarantee. To try Axia risk-free and get a free bottle today, call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is the 19th day of September, 2012, and each day, each broadcast gets more and more important as world powers line up for what could be a new world war, as an engineered global financial meltdown takes place, run by a handful of mega banks that are so arrogant and hubris filled that people like John Corzine made 40-1 bets with other people's money, got caught lying to Congress, stole the money, and didn't get in trouble. The White House shipped 20-plus thousand firearms and hand grenades into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, got caught in their own memos, and didn't get in trouble. The government is openly killing and grabbing and kidnapping and torturing U.S. citizens. And federal courts are saying that's A-OK. The NSA publicly now admits they spy on everything in live time and are Google. And the government says that's A-OK. More reports are coming out about GMOs causing massive tumor increases in all mammals. We're going to be breaking that down with Mike Adams coming up in about an hour and a half with a quick report. But we're told that's no big deal. Dying's kind of cool. It's extreme to be awake. It's extreme to be informed. It's extreme if you have that spark of energy that built civilization. Well, then call me extreme as the day is long. Anybody that says they're bored, anybody that says life is meaningless, I don't know what planet you're living on. We live in a world, a galaxy, a universe of wonderment, of unbelievable, off-the-chart incredibleness. And in that spectrum, there's the ugliest, most wicked things you can imagine. There's mediocre, and there are heights of beauty and honor and goodness and strength. And let me tell you, that's the camp I want to be in. I don't think I'm perfect. I don't have a high view of myself, but I sure know what I love. I sure know good from evil. I sure know what side I want to be on, and I know what side I long to be a part of forever. There are things worse than death, and I'm here to tell you it's serving evil. And that's why the system doesn't want you to be able to even understand good from evil. It wants to tell you there isn't good and evil. Before I get going here today, we do have Ted Anderson popping in about this Fox News report of fake gold bars being sold. Ted's been warning of this for over 14, 15 years that I know of, so he's really an expert on it. I've got him pulling some of the old articles to give you the full magnitude on how big this is. Then we've got Lynn LaRouche. Okay, we don't have LaRouche coming on. I was going to get Jeff Steinberg on because they sent us a press release basically concurring with what Steve Pachinik said and also what Webster Tarpley said, so I wanted to get their take. So that might happen. And then we've got Mike Adams popping in, as I said, and Gerald Celente coming on the transmission in the third hour today. And because we could only budget him in for an hour today, we'll have more with Gerald tomorrow because people are begging for more Gerald Celente. I know I really enjoy hearing him on the radio and his points. And so he'll be back with us tomorrow as well. A double dose of Gerald Celente because I wanted to get him for 2 hours, but then we don't have time to do that today. So we're going to have him today for an hour and tomorrow for an hour. So that's what's coming up. Okay, let me tell you what's up at Infowars.com. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll put the front page of Infowars.com on screen. Leading Muslim scholar calls for United Nations to criminalize speech. I have a stack of articles, not out of Western propaganda, but out of Indonesia, out of Saudi Arabia, out of you name it, calling for the UN to restrict speech. Now, again, I don't want to toot my horn here, but you know I said earlier this week and last week, I said out of all of this, they are going to push and promote through the UN this global governance ecumenical system where you're not allowed to criticize any religion. Canada already arrests preachers that criticize homosexuality. Whether you support that or not, you should support their free speech. Over in Europe, they've arrested BBC reporters like Robin Page. Look it up, you think I'm joking. When I saw the BBC article about it 10 years ago and we got him on, I thought it was satire. He used the word homosexual, and they say that's hurtful, so he was arrested. They want to bring this here, and they will outlaw the teaching of the Bible. It will be done selectively. You notice it's Christianity that's fair game. It's crosses that are pulled down, not all the other religions. There's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists know real Christianity is not compatible with their world government. I see preachers all over television. Listeners, send me the clips. I see them on YouTube, to be technical. Programs from television on YouTube. Big national preachers. You've all seen it. I've gone to local churches and heard it. Where they say the Christians were bad to not do what the Roman emperor said and were wrong to be thrown to the lions. Do what government says. Really, almost all the prophets were killed. Almost all the disciples were killed for not following They were told to basically, what happens sometimes is the crew puts articles up on screen, and I've always been totally focused when it comes to talk radio. But then once we've added video element to this the last 5 years, and now the last few years, they've gotten so good at throwing things up on screen as I talk about it. So they threw the Robin Page arrested article up on screen, and then I looked at it and then lost my train of thought. And I'm not knocking the guys for doing that. I've just got to learn to not look at the monitor instead and focus on the news I'm actually covering. And when I do TV, I don't look at myself in the monitor, but they've hung the monitor right over the camera. So I saw something flash up, so I automatically looked from the camera up to that and see them backing up what I said about Robin Page being arrested. If you're doubting these type of hate speech laws, which really just attack the First Amendment. But getting back to that, this is a big, big, big deal. And this is part of this whole ecumenical Rockefeller Foundation, World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches move over the last 100 years to merge all of the major world religions into a one world government. And I tell you, folks, the Rockefellers are involved in everything. We're going to premiere tonight on the nightly news and then air it tomorrow on the radio. Two big reports we've just combined by Melissa Melton and Aaron Dykes. They actually stayed up all night to finish these. I didn't really give them a deadline, but they said they'd be ready by Wednesday night, so now they have to meet that deadline. They're so dedicated that they're still here working on it. And we found 40-plus Rockefeller-created and UN foundations running the local governments here in Texas, running them. The Campo Board bringing in the toll roads, all of it. This is happening nationwide and worldwide. The Agenda 21 program is unbelievable. The Centra of Spain is behind the funding of it in Texas, Indiana, and other states. And they're taking over the existing roads, which you're not supposed to be able to do for toll roads, restriping them, calling them a new road, and slapping giant tolls on them. I mean, a foreign military couldn't do this. They're seizing our infrastructure. The city of Austin is moving to shut down its last power plant. The prices have already doubled since they shut down two smaller ones. The last power plant owned by the city, it's huge, it's modern, it's clean, is to be shut down, basically, sold or shut down. And then they're refusing to buy power from it, even if it stays open. And it's built by Austin for Austin. I mean, it's a total criminal takeover. And the magnitude of it, it's the equivalent of soldiers marching down the streets blowing up buildings. That's the same economic effect it's going to have. But it's done through soft kill bureaucracy. And we've got all the proof of it. And there's just so much evidence, it's just off the charts. The Rockefellers are behind the takeover of the churches. They're behind the takeover of education. They're behind the takeover of medicine in the last 100 years, publicly. It's all available. They're behind the takeover of infrastructure. They're taking over all the towns. And two different toll road companies bought over 200. Last time I checked, there's been news articles about this. Newspapers. In fact, guys, type in toll road company buying up Texas newspapers. And they're all on the roads where they're buying up the infrastructure. They're buying up the newspapers, and they're literally running mayors that they finance, and they're just taking over. I mean, it's a total takeover. But it's not foreign armies and helmets and uniforms. It's a slick corporate takeover. And it absolutely makes my head spin. So we've got huge attacks on the First Amendment happening. We've got attacks on anybody that says we shouldn't continue to redistribute wealth. In fact, we have that Obama clip, guys. Make sure we have his redistribution clip with the top of Drudge yesterday. It's on the right-hand side of Drudge. I know I sent it to you this morning, but I'm sure we have it. We're going to attempt to get into that report, saying, yeah, he wants to redistribute. And the media is like, well, that's good, but Romney's saying we should care about entrepreneurs. That's bad. That's this upside-down world we've entered. Speaking of Drudge, down the right-hand side is our article from last night. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Additional purchases include bullets designated for snipers. This is on top of the $1.4 billion bought since last November. But if you count just the last 6 months, that's a 1.2 billion rounds. So it's 1.6 billion rounds total, but 1.2 billion of that has just been bought in the last 6 months of this year. We're going to be breaking down that incredible report. The dollar index headed for rapid collapse over the next 3 to 4 weeks. That's CNBC saying that. I don't know if that's the case. We've got just all sorts of insanity we're going to be covering here today. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. What a beautiful song.
All those bitter days are past me now.
I've got so much more to think about.
I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Say, that song tells it all. Seems like 5 minutes ago that my firstborn came into the world. My son, he's going to be 10 years old in a couple days. And I'm no longer a really young guy. I'm now 38 years old, probably physically more like 50. Strange how time just passes so quickly. And when you mature, which most people are designed to do at a younger age, you realize that it isn't all about you. It's about your progeny. It's about their progeny. And it's about the people that your progeny are going to live with in the future. And you study civilization. You study history. And you discover that free market systems that don't feed off the middle class and that honor entrepreneurs and inventors are the best societies. And then you look at the authoritarian societies that feed off of the merchants and off of the craftsmen, off of the cobblers, and you see systems that are nightmarish. And no one can deny that in this new video that surfaced of Obama speaking to Loyola University, he talks about, well, I believe in redistribution, but, the good kind to make government better, to lift people up. Hey, Obama, the Republicans won't go after you with the truth. The real wealth redistribution is from the middle class to the ultra rich in corporate welfare and bailouts. That's something Romney won't say because he's bought and paid for by the same people. For every dollar going to domesticate people so they'll vote for big government, there's $2 going to corporate welfare in one form or another. So I'm sick of your crony capitalism, and I'm tired of it. We have that clip. Here's part of what Obama was saying. And so this is kind of in the campaign, the fight going back and forth now, where Romney, is caught saying, oh, 47% are dependent, so they won't support me. Oh, how horrible to say we shouldn't be dependent. You're bashing people that are dependent. The government loves them. Versus now Obama saying, yeah, I want to redistribute. Here it is.
How do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Yeah, there you go. So another You Didn't Build It report. And here's the deal. If you were really going to take people's money and build roads locally, and the public voted for that and agreed to that, you could argue that it's constitutional. But let's just take roads, because I'm an expert on this, because I've been to a bunch of the meetings. I've studied it for more than a decade. They were going to take every existing major road in Texas, same wherever you live in the country, but Texas has the most roads of anybody, 8,200 and something miles of it. I mean, I have the official TxDOT documents. We've shown them on air, made films about it. My film Endgame covers it, shows the documents. And they were going to put toll roads on all of them and make you take a tracker chip in your car to tax you, and it was basically going to double. And then they lied and said, well, there's not enough gas tax, even though the gas tax up. And then they lied and say, well, we have to, have foreign companies fund this because we're broke. And then I went and looked at the numbers. Take this where I live, Austin, Texas. It's the same all over the country. Illinois, Indiana, our other big rape areas by these people, California, New Jersey, the list goes on and on. Just incredible. They had, with taxpayer money, this is all official, lawsuits have been filed over it recently, they had four major roads, 290, 183, 71, and one other, all to be toll roads. Those were already all paid for, and now everybody's building up the suburbs, and they took all the money that was meant over a decade ago, paid for over a decade ago, to build those and expand them or make them double-decker. And they took all the money and paid to build IH-35, the toll road outside Austin that no one uses because it's way out of the way. They admit it's about 10% of what they estimated. But the deal the toll road company has is they're guaranteed taxpayer money regardless. And it turns out the state paid for it and built it with my money and your money, and then a foreign company that came in and literally bought off the legislature and bought off the cities. They came in. But then a new legislature came in because there was such a furor. I mean, meetings every day with thousands at it all over the state. Total rebellion. Because they were going to shut exits on the roads to the towns and stuff, too. And it turns out our guys went and investigated it. I mean, we knew this, but now we have total proof. It's all Agenda 21 written by the UN. And these companies, Campo, all of it, Centra, it's all a UN takeover. I live in a town run by the UN. They have thousands of operatives. They run everything. Folks, we're already in the New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles.
We know you have, Johnny, and we love you. Johnny Cash bringing us in. And everybody all over loves you everywhere, man. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. We do have Mike Adams with big breaking news joining us at the bottom of the next hour, and then the one, the only, Gerald Celente. Ted Anderson's coming on because he's an expert in the gold business, and I've got all these different Fox News pieces and others about gold bars found with tungsten in them. And the first person I heard talk about this, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, was Ted Anderson. And it turns out a lot of the gold in the big vaults that governments hold and the private Federal Reserve holds, it's, you know, governments put it there on deposit and then it's going out the back door. And that they've been using tungsten to leverage the market and keep gold down. Max Kaiser has talked about this, so many others, but more and more of these tungsten bars are popping up. I guess this is supposedly Swiss gold here, so we're going to be getting Ted's expert take on that in a moment. Coming up, before we get Mike Adams on, when I start the next hour, I'm going to read in full and talk about this, because this is really the Rosetta Stone, or the key to all the other news, in my view. It's one of those articles that's basically like an enzyme. It activates everything else, and it shows you a clear window into the larger picture. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammo. I've asked the guys to repost it up at Infowars.com. It's since scrolled off the main page, but the easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. It's now scrolled two-thirds of the way down the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammo. Oh, there it is. It's back up at the top of Infowars. So it's on the top of Infowars. I want to thank the Drudge Report for recognizing this as important. I did happen to tune in, scan through Texas Talk Radio, and heard a show covering it. So that's a good sample to show it's getting out there. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Red Link, I'm begging all listeners, get this article either off DrudgeReport.com or Infowars.com and get it out to everyone you know. Retweet it, everything. Go to my Twitter and find it from yesterday evening and retweet it. We need to get this out, because why did they have in one day 500-plus newspapers 2 weeks ago come out and say that there's nothing to this bullet story? 500-plus. Associated Press, Washington Post, Miami Herald, L.A. Times, you name it was in there. My local paper. Saying, Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, says the government's buying bullets for civil unrest. All it is 174,000 rounds. What's the big deal? Then they had, you know, the heads of law enforcement colleges going, we need the 174,000. This is quite moderate. You talk about manipulation. 1.4 billion since last November. This year so far, it was a billion. 200 million last year, a billion so far this year. Now they just purchased last week. This is official links to the federal government's own websites. 200 million more of match grade sniper ammo, the most expensive stuff you can get. A large portion of it was. I mean, they are no expenses being spared. Okay? And I've literally got a gunsmith working here. He's been looking over all the numbers as we gear up for the gun show and all the rest of it, and the whole Second Amendment division I'm going to launch. But the point is that this is very, very serious, obviously. And the way they countered us, and now 200 million more, folks, we're talking 1.6 billion since last November. That's 1 billion, 200 million. No, 400 million just this year. And the numbers are just staggering. 1.6 billion, 1.4 billion this year. My head is spinning right now. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. Additional purchases include bullets designed for snipers, 308. We have got to get this out to everybody, because the article has got where the Army admits they're preparing for civil unrest, re-education centers, all of it. I mean, it's all proven. And this is the evidence of a massive, covert, militarized, paramilitary arms buildup against we, the people. This is what's going on. And it's such a big deal that they would respond to us in the last month. 2 weeks ago was the biggest fit, where there were literally over 500 articles in one day in mainstream news. I mean, I couldn't even keep track of them. I would just see a headline, duplicate it, and put it in the search engine. It would say, you know, 500 of just of one article from the Associated Press published in other newspapers and TV stations. I mean, it's incalculable, probably, to go out and find out everywhere this went. And we had listeners call in and say on air, oh, yeah, I came into work, and we had been talking about the 1.4 billion bullets, and then, you know, the guys I work with here at the National Guard said, it's okay, it's only 174,000. That guy Alex is wrong. People are buying it. They're buying it. Just like we had an article about drones being used all over the country with links, the media picked one of our links that was manned aircraft spying on farmers and discredited the whole thing, saying, oh, there's no drones watching you, even though there were all the links where they were admitting it. Even though Homeland Security in the article said we're going to use them for public safety and are using them to, quote, spy on you. So this is the type of stuff that's going on here. They are really worried about Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com helping get our articles out and talk radio as well. Because if we can have a discussion and make this a national story and make a debate about it be a national story of why are you buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo again, that is now close to 12 times any previous record purchase. To give you an idea, in fact, Watson's working on a story on this, that's more ammo than the Department of Defense has bought in the last year. In fact, the article will break down how much more. It's quite a bit more. I mean, this is a full-on arms buildup against us. And it's hundreds of armored vehicles purchased every few months. Thousands of tanks. You've seen that in the news being deployed in different areas of the country. The old Bradleys and others are being cached all over. Hundreds of mobile armored checkpoints and interrogation wagons. So they can pull you out of your car and drag you off. I mean, this is scary. They're giving state police face scanning units to put people into the face scan database at highway checkpoints. That's in the news. The Department of Defense is rolling out with Brigade Homeland. None of this is just Alex Jones going to an urban warfare drill 15 years ago and shooting video of Marines training to take your guns and admitting it was for America. And back then, people weren't ready to see the truth. And so they just said, oh, those must be fake Marines you hired. That, you know, the Coronado amphibious attack ship coming into San Francisco, that must be fake. And the helicopters, yeah. And my friend Richard Linklater, the director, he saw the film. And he was talking about how he'd shown it to people. And they were saying, oh, this can't be real. And he was laughing, saying this would cost $40, $50 million. And still you couldn't fake it. Of course it was real. It was in the newspapers that the invasion drill was happening. But back then, people still, even though my film had CNN clips admitting they were having the takeover and showed newspaper covers along with my video, people still said it's not real because it was Marines training to come in your house, take your guns, and put you in a FEMA camp. Now, we better have a discussion about this. Because I've been telling you, it's not about Al-Qaeda. They work for the globalists. That's now confirmed, in triplicate, totally admitted. They hope you don't look into it. It's hiding in plain view. All you got to do is have an IQ above room temperature to understand this. People are mentally lazy nowadays, and they do not want to look into this information. Well, you better look into it instead of just sitting there saying, I'm trying to scare people or making this stuff up. I'm sick of that fake meme they put out that I'm trying to scare people. You know what? I think you're like me, that you want to know about this going on. When I tell you about the UN and foundations openly running the toll road companies and openly taking over our local governments all over the country, when I tell you about military trying to take your guns, I think that you're men and women who've got a spinal cord and got a heart and got guts. But it isn't even guts. When you realize what enslavement's like, it is not guts that makes you stand up against this. Quite frankly, it's the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. The only reason we have freedom is because our ancestors demanded it and fought for it. I do not want to be a slave. I'm afraid of being a slave. I'm afraid of letting this scum take over. And people need to choose a side right now. The time for playing games is over. We're in desperate straits. We've been infiltrated. They know the average American wants liberty. So they've done everything they can to shut down your jobs, ship them overseas. They've done everything you can to harass local businesses and shut them down. They've even paid billions of dollars to ship our factories, like General Motors, Cadillac, and Volt, to China. Hundreds of them have been paid to leave. We're under attack. The bankers that run this country are enemies. And they've put, with unlimited taxpayer money, their operatives everywhere. I liken the analogy to the guy in the Body Snatcher movie, the old 1950s version, where he runs out of the small town and runs to the highway, and he thinks he's safe. He's warning people, and he climbs in the back of the truck, and there's more pods. And we've been going to these Gen 21 meetings, and it's like a horror movie. They're all giggling. They've got talking points. They know who they are. After the interviews, they'll go, look, I'm CIA, and I'm a socialist, and we're taking over. The same stuff it's horrible. They're everywhere, okay? They know. I used to think that most of their people didn't know. They know, folks. They're on power trips. That's why they're so authoritative. That's why they walk with such purpose. These are foreign soldiers. Plainclothes soldiers are all around us. Do you understand this? We've been totally infiltrated at every level. They teach the police the founding fathers are bad. We've been occupied. Now they're getting ready to shut the media off. They're getting ready to start arresting us. And I feel sorry for those of you that are going to collaborate with these people. People wonder why I get so animated, because this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. They were at this UT professor's office, and when the cameras got turned off, he said, I'm a socialist. And you see this? He pulls out this CIA plaque. They were able to turn the cameras on and get some quick video. I mean, it's just like, oh, man. Like, we're supposed to cower down in fear because you're flashing CIA stuff. We know. Globalists will call me up and, give me these death threats. And I'm like, you don't think I don't already know? I mean, I'm committed. We have been totally infiltrated and taken over. Look at how the government legalizes all the illegal aliens and makes them above the law. Look at how the government publicly does everything they can to destroy this country. Look at how the system throws the book at you, the citizen, because you're the enemy. They won't hire cops now with over 100 IQ because they know the smart ones always get out and wake up. They're trained that we're the enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The takeover is almost complete, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to go to this newscast and shift gears. I'm going to get into the conflagration of the Middle East, the attacks on free speech by the UN and their Muslim cohorts that are working with them. All of this is coming up. So much more today. Jam-packed, Gerald Celente, Mike Adams. I'm going to play this clip and then get Ted's expertise on it. Ted Anderson, 30-plus years in gold and silver business. Because I've seen this. The central banks, the private Federal Reserve and others, have been implicated, and now these tungsten bars are showing up from countries' facilities everywhere. 10-ounce, 100-ounce bars, you name it, tungsten. Because it weighs almost the same as gold, it will fool a scale. And these have been professionally done, and these are all over the place. And this is how they're able to leverage the market. That's why you see different governments demanding, like Venezuela, their gold back from the U.S. and England. Well, the Chinese have been grabbing their gold reserves out because they're taking the gold out the back and bringing tungsten in. This is being done on an industrial scale, and now it's even hitting jewelry shops all over the place. Here's this Fox News report.
Street and Fifth Avenue, the important trust between merchants has been violated. This 10-ounce gold bar costing nearly $18,000 turns out to be a counterfeit worth just about $3,600. It's filled with tungsten, which weighs nearly the same as gold but costs just over $1 an ounce. Ibrahim Fado bought the bar from a merchant who sold him real gold before, but he heard counterfeit gold bars were going around, so he drilled into several of his gold bars worth about $100,000 and saw gray tungsten, not gold.
I really got sick, It's a big amount of money, and I could not believe that somebody very professional, the clever,
it's perfect. What makes it such a devious crime is apparently a real gold bar is purchased, including one with a serial number and papers. It's then hollowed out. Most of the gold is sold, and tungsten is put inside because it weighs almost exactly the same as gold. And then the gold bar is rebuilt, so you can't tell.
All right, let's stop right there. That's a pretty sophisticated... we've been talking about this for at least 14, 15 years. We're not conspiracy theorists. Chad, what's the real MO? I asked you this morning to dig up some more of the articles that I've seen over the years. Give us the bottom line on this and how widespread this is as a precious metals numismatic expert.
Well, of course, the big story a couple of years ago was Fort Knox and the tungsten bars that were in the 400-ounce bars. Obviously, this is a problem in the industry. I mean, one of the main reasons why you probably want to avoid places like eBay when you're buying gold bars. There are going to be scammers out there. They're going to try to get you on this. You can get ultrasonic equipment, and you can look at the gold bar from the outside looking in and tell what kind of metal's in there. It's expensive if you want to go that direction. Otherwise, you can just deal with a dealer that's going to back everything they sell. It is going to be a problem. There's going to be more people trying to steal from each other. It's just sort of an effect of the economy. And the United States, is one of the biggest offenders when it comes to this, with the story that broke here just a couple of years ago out of Fort Knox. But, again, Alex, I think personally the best way to handle this problem is to stay away from the bigger bars, stick with smaller bars. And of course, in this case, you do have the registration numbers, all the serial numbers are on the bar. It's just that somebody took the bar apart and put tungsten in there and put the bar back together again. Deal with a reputable dealer. That's the main thing if you're going to be dealing with it. And smaller bars, it's going to be more difficult to do this with. The 1 ounce bar is going to be much harder to counterfeit in this way than a 10 ounce or a 400 ounce bar is going to be. So yes, indeed, it's a problem. One of the ways to avoid it is to stick with the old currency coins. The old 20s and 10s are going to be much, more, they're more authentic. If you have a real $20 gold piece, there's no question as to what it is.
Tell you what, Ken, I want to finish up on this on the other side briefly, because I want to talk about some of the other cases. Yes, central bank holding facilities like Fort Knox, it's come out, they've got fake gold in there, how that's used to manipulate the markets, because you're talking more retail, how to protect yourself, and that's important too. But, I mean, how is this used at the higher level, the larger level? Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. 800-496-0291. That's 800-496-0291. Power Swabs. Proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. 800-496-0291.
Some of the top stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition on top of the 1.4 billion, including sniper ammo for you and your family. Leading Muslim scholar calls for the United Nations to criminalize speech, Kurt Nemo. That's an important article we're going to be covering. DHS buys, again, 1.6 billion bullets total. That's our video report. Texas woman sues Walmart for ripping up her $100 bills. Yeah, they're now arresting people for $2 bills, too. They just think money is illegal. I was driving through Starbucks. Hardly ever go there, but we were going there the other day. And I was buying a bunch of croissants and drinks and stuff for the kids. We're going swimming. And I shouldn't tell the story. I got to get back to Ted. And I gave the woman a 50, and I don't usually even have a 50, but that's all I have is a 50. She's like, I'm sorry, this is just too big. And I said, well, that's what I got. Not giving you a credit card, and I was nice about it. She gets out this pen and is like drawing on it to make sure it's not fake. I mean, just everything is illegal now in their little pea brains, except real fraud. Let's go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, how does this affect things, though, these reports of these different private central banks getting caught having different countries and corporations' reserves and it really being tungsten and it's been moved out the back door? When that happened at the Fort Knox, that was not even a big story, and it should have been the biggest story ever because Max Kaiser and others that I really trust, they say that they're manipulating that to keep the prices of gold down, and the gold reserves are actually a lot lower than what we're told. What's your intel?
Well, yeah, I mean that's what I hear too, and I heard Max reporting on that. Obviously, if you increase the volume of gold that's in the marketplace, I mean, banks lease their gold supplies out so you can trade futures contracts. There's been so much manipulation. I mean, GATA has a ton of information on how the banks have been trying to suppress the price of gold. Obviously, it's a losing proposition for them now. Been more predominant in the 2000 era and the 1990s. But the lease rate for gold is set by how much gold is available in the marketplace to be leased for futures contracts for selling. When somebody goes into the futures market and they actually sell gold into the marketplace, they're actually selling gold into the marketplace. They have to lease it from somebody because they don't own it, and they sell it short. That's why they call it selling short, because you don't
so
have
you got
it,
all these big vaults, public and private, full of gold that's being leased and manipulated, but a lot of it's not really there. It's tungsten.
Yeah, right, exactly. So then you increase the supply, and that's how it manipulates the price down. Now, obviously, the way
it's a form of naked shorting, really.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a way to increase supply. It's like more like fractional reserve banking. You're saying that you have 10,000 ounces of gold. In reality, you have 1,000 ounces of gold.
Well, that's like Goldfinger wanted to do the opposite. He wanted to radiate the gold so you couldn't use it to make his supplies quadruple. Instead, they sit there and have fake gold to drive down the prices. Amazing. And folks, if you want a trusted gold name, 15 years in the business, 30 plus total. Ted Anderson's got it on hand, and he's got incredible deals. Ask for the radio specials when you call, and their stuff's all guaranteed. But I recommend everybody drill, you know, check it for yourself, or go have an ultrasound.
That's the interesting thing about it, Alex. If you take a gold bar and you drill a hole through it, yeah, you're going to damage that gold bar. You're not going to be able to sell it for the premium that it is, but you're still going to get 95% of spot when you go to melt it down. It's not like you're going to be losing a tremendous amount. So if you're concerned about a bar that you have, just grab a drill and drill a hole in it.
And by the way, if there's all this fraud in gold going on that's real, imagine what's happening in paper. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. 800-686-237. But they've got all the certified coins right there. They've got the old ones, the new ones. They got everything. Ask for the list of radio specials of the best deals in the bullion type stuff. They've even got some numismatics that are priced near bullion. 800-686-2237. 800-686-237. And the great brokers are there until close to midnight. So if you hear this on a rebroadcast, give them a call. 800-686-237. Ted Anderson, thank you for coming on to bring some light on this.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.